This is Jason Lopez for PodTech.net. I'm at the Dow Jones VentureWire Consumer Technology Ventures Conference in San Jose, California. On day one of the opening keynotes was a panel discussion, and it featured, among others, Evan Harrison, Executive Vice President for Online Music and Radio at Clear Channel, Ann Sarnoff, President of Dow Jones Ventures, Kenneth Bronfen, President of Hearst Interactive Media, and Albert Chang, Executive Vice President for Digital Media at Disney ABC Television Group. At the conclusion of the panel, I spoke with Albert Chang about whether or not old media, when we say old media, we're talking about the Disneys and the NBCs and the Viacoms, whether old media actually gets it when it comes to the online world.
We do get it. I think we have a CEO that truly understands the internet. It's very tech savvy. And I think there is sort of a lack of understanding of the complexities of our existing business in traditional media, and that there are not only just media companies that are part of the value chain, but there are artists, there are musicians, there are a lot of people who are participating in the creation of product that really, you know, we have created an infrastructure in traditional media in how rights are negotiated and managed. And part of the issue is, how do you exploit these things on new opportunities? And that's primarily because we have to go back and look at all the different aspects of how we create content and all the stakeholders and get them all on board. So as much as we'd love to have, to get our things to consumers, I think consumers need to realize that, part of the process of creating this content involves lots of people, many different processes, and it's a large education process. So even if you have media companies who are proactively taking steps, there is time required to clear rights, to negotiate with the guilds, to cover all these different aspects in order to move there. And I totally agree with you. It is a slow process. It's not quite as fast as we'd like it to be, which creates opportunity for others who are not sort of bound by the same infrastructure.
How much does the way that content is moved through the system in traditional media dictates how the content is created? Ancillary to the question also is wondering, does the online world require maybe a different system of creating that content?
Yeah, I think let's look at the old system. The old system was built on a very controlled distribution channel. And with that controlled distribution channel, you have more power in marketing and getting a share of the consumer wallet. And so what that means is that you can, if you are good at distribution and marketing, you can take bigger chances and produce very high quality content. So, making that $2 million episode of television, you can do it if you have the right distribution and the right marketing channels to do that. What the internet or digital media has done is broken down all of those barriers. Distribution is no longer, quote, a controlled environment. Marketing is sort of, what is marketing exactly in the online world? It's very viral. So I think what that does pose an opportunity, it presents an opportunity for us to relook at, how do you create content? And so it does. I mean, we can take bigger chances and risks, but the costs can have to be much lower in being able to do that.
You work in a different part of the company, obviously, and that is you work with this online platform all the time. Mm-hmm. One of the things you spoke about in the session was maximizing that online platform.
Yep.
Can you put that in a nutshell, what that actually means for a company like Disney ABC?
Yeah, I think there's aspects of online, or I would call the internet, that we should figure out how to maximize. One is two-way interactivity. Because it's the only medium where you get immediate feedback and can get immediate feedback. And so there needs to be an understanding of how do you get people to interact with it more? What kind of information can you gather? You can deliver to consumers what they want better with the two-way interactivity, as well as the connectivity of the web in general. So syndication of content, looking at how to include community and users as part of the whole overall experience. If we're not doing that, we're not maximizing the value.
One of the panelists during the keynote session, the name of the session, Surviving the Digital Revolution, was Evan Harrison of Clear Channel. One of the things he said is that they are just taking their regular radio ads and pretty much putting them online. There's a bit of a tweak because they're making them a little shorter for the internet, but they're not doing that much more. This is what he said.
Only a little over a year ago, the vast majority of spots that ran on air were 60 seconds, and Clear Channel took a look at the marketplace and we underwent a huge inventory reduction program called Less is More. And it wasn't just about having fewer spots. That was important because radio typically just kept adding up more and more spots. And what we did was not only cut down the number of commercials, But instead of just offering our advertisers the 60-second spot, we create a market for a 30, a 15. We then went on to something called an adlet, a 5-second spot. And recently we announced a spot called a blink, which is only a second or 2 seconds. And it actually works. What the advertiser finds is the combination of the different ad units is extremely effective. It was a difficult conversation to have out of the gate, but now the whole industry has started to shift there.
What do they say in 1 second?
It's not about what they say. You take a recognizable brand. It obviously needs, it only works for certain advertisers. Take the McDonald's jingle. To just have the McDonald's jingle play, I'm not going to sing it for you, but just to have that tune, which is highly recognizable, play in and out of a set break, then with a 15-second ad, it's just another way to penetrate an audience that's often multitasking.
We're back to subliminal
exactly.
advertising.
And what we've done is subliminal, exactly. What we've done is we've taken that approach and mirrored it online. While I agree with Albert in that, you know, you can't take the same exact model, it is a great place to start.
That was Evan Harrison, Executive Vice President for Online Music and Radio at Clear Channel. And with me is Albert Chang, who is Executive Vice President of Digital Media at Disney ABC Television Group, where the ad model is a little bit different than just taking what's being done offline and putting it online. More than just a tweak, in some cases, a complete change.
I think the question is, and we're still dealing with what that model looks like. I mean, this year is our year of figuring out what it looks like. But what we've created in the initial model is a very uncluttered environment, so fewer commercials. And not only fewer commercials, but how it's packaged or presented to the audience is very different. We looked at everything from our own consumer perspective. A lot of us who are behind ABC.com are internet consumers ourselves, and I think, and I don't know if I'm speaking for the general audience, but I'm sort of tired of looking at 15-second ads in between short video clips. I mean, the ratio of ads to content is just so high that it gets to be sort of, I'm not sure if it really really drives its effectiveness. So what we're trying to do with our advertising model really is looking at uncluttered environment and fully interactive. Right now on ABC.com, you have a flash application that our agencies essentially present to the viewer. They basically take over our player. They're given a 30-second video ad and then options to get deeper into the product. And in some cases, they're given a rebate offer, which they can click on and type in their personal information to get a coupon in their next purchase, and it goes to them in the mail. Or they can play a game, or there can be a quiz. Or there can be, in fact, a pharmaceutical had their entire line of products, and basically you click onto it based on what what the ailment might be. So I mean, there's a lot of different creative ways of doing that, and we're really trying to push advertisers to think more creatively about how do they reach their consumers. How do you make a consumer feel, you know what, that's 30 seconds well time, time well spent.
Albert, do you feel like you have more questions than you had yesterday, or you have fewer questions? Are there more things being answered?
Oh, there's always a lot more questions. And the best part of this job is you're finding out new questions every day, far more faster than you're getting answers to any of them. So I think the best part about this is actually understanding the consumer. And really think at, listening to them and asking them, what is it that they want? What are they willing to do for content? And while we may have a model going forward, who knows? It may be completely, change in the next couple of years when something out there, when there's some new innovation out in the internet that it's, forcing us to think differently about how we're doing our business.
Is Disney ABC nimble, do you think?
I think we're nimble in our thinking. I think we've got a lot of external constituencies and processes that we need to work through, and that's, I think, what's really incredible, what's really invigorated our company in the last couple of years is that, senior management, we've been able to move quickly and think fast. What's taking a long time is sort of working through all the issues.
Well, Albert, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Albert Chang is the Executive Vice President, Digital Media at Disney ABC Television Group.
Great, thank you.
Thank you so much. Let me take a quick picture of you.